I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and every Monday I am your host, and every Monday we talk about things that are psychotherapy related. And we do this because I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to learn more about me or about Chico Creek Counseling, you can go to chicocreekcounseling.com or jessicawilkerson.com. And you can find me on both websites. Also, everybody over at Chico Creek Counseling is also a Christian. So no matter who you end up with, if you hire one of us, you'll know that the person who is helping guide you at least shares a similar value system and faith that you do. So you know that we won't be directing you in a way that is contrary to our shared faith. Okay, although we don't evangelize during sessions because we are focused on what's going on in your life with you, your relationship, whatever kind of depression or anxiety or whatever is happening, we're focused on that. It is nice to know that your therapist shares your faith, because then you know that they're not going to provide guidance contrary to that. Okay, anyways, on to other subjects. Today we're talking about step-parenting. And specifically step-parenting in relation to discipline, expectations, chores, relationship with the kids and the spouse. And I want to talk to you about this because I think it's something that is so hard. It's a fine line that you're walking. And a lot of times people think that they're in it alone. They have to figure it out. They're basically reinventing the wheel. And it's not true. And I feel like the step-parent, or if you're just dating the person who is the significant other, but once you're married, it feels like the significant other, the step parent, puts this level of expectation on themselves that they need to step in where the natural parent is lacking. And so as they've been dating, they've noticed that the last natural parent has a hard time with, who knows, maybe following through on consequences, or maybe the natural parent isn't very good at creating routines, so the kids just kind of live willy-nilly. And so when the step-parent comes in, they go, okay, well, now we're married, now I'm one of the parents, now I can have a say-so. And then they try to have a say-so, which is normal and is healthy, but then there's all this backlash. So once, when they were just dating, everything was copacetic. Everyone got along well, everyone knew their routines. And now that they're married and they're sharing their home, even if they lived together beforehand, the marriage changes it, because now everyone has a whole different set of expectations on how the family dynamic should be. The kids and often the natural parent don't think anything should change. Everything has been going along just great. That's why we agreed to join homes. It's the other parent who had the back burner. Well, I'm not these kids' parents, so I don't have a say. Well, I'm just the girlfriend, or I'm just the boyfriend, so I don't have a say. And then you get married and they feel like, oh, okay, now I'm one of the parents. Now I have a right to have a say. But that wasn't necessarily discussed beforehand, because it just kind of was in the background and everyone just felt like the assumptions were out there. Like half the people assumed everything would stay the same. other people assumed that when the other parent is married, that things will change, but it's not really actually verbalized. And so then when it starts happening, everybody is thrown for a loop. They're just thrown for a loop. The step-parent doesn't understand why suddenly they were beloved and now they're reviled. The other folks don't understand why suddenly the step-parent changed and now they're barking all these orders. Even if you're not barking an order, you're saying it politely. It's often received as though you're barking it, which is totally unfair. Feels totally unfair and is totally unfair in a lot of respects. But regardless, that's what it feels like on the receiving end of that. It feels like you're barking orders even when you're not. I have a lot of kids as my clients, and I do a lot of reframing because that's how they're receiving it, even though that's not how you're intending it to be received. And that's because they're children, and children don't have that developed ability to cognitively think through how did this person intend me to receive this. Kids go, oh, that just happened. Interpret, 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 react, react, react. They have to often learn, and you're the adult, so you have to see their response and go, oh, wait, step back. How did they actually receive that just now? Because I think maybe it was received in a way that it was not intended. Okay, so commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how to tame the relationships in the step-parenting situation. I have some very specific thoughts on it, and I feel pretty passionate about it. So please stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson of Chico Now and Chico Creek Counseling. Bye-bye. Or talk to you in a minute.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, every Monday on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and KKXX.net. And I'd like to remind you that if the things we're talking about today trigger you, I would like to encourage you to reach out to somebody in your area who is qualified to work with you and your family through this area. If you're being triggered on something, it's probably a good idea to explore your specific situation farther, much deeper than what a 30-minute show can provide. Okay, so I'm here to provide you some tidbits and some a little bit of help. And if it's not enough for you, then I really encourage you to reach out to somebody in your area. And our radio show goes all the way up to Red Bluff, over to Quincy, down to Woodland. So clearly, we're not only our listening audience in Chico. So Chico Creek Counseling is where I work. But if you are anywhere else, just go on Google to psychologytoday.com and find somebody in your area. There's marriage and family therapists, social workers, psychologists. There's PhDs and PsyDs, and all of those folks are qualified to work with you. Okay, so now that that is over, we're talking about step-parenting. And so something that I often work with families about is they'll come in, or I'll have an individual who's coming to me for anxiety or coming to me about something else. And then during the course of our meeting together, they start talking about their home life and how things are going, and they're the step parent or they're the natural parent. And then we talk about that a little bit more. And what I notice is a lot of the step parent has this certain set of expectations for the children. And they might be communicating those expectations. But the natural parent doesn't necessarily back them up, doesn't necessarily share those expectations. The kids go and tattle to the other parent And the other parent says, oh, no, no, you don't have to do it. Don't worry about it. I know she's being hard on you or whatever. And there's several reasons for that. Parental guilt that they, you know, the kids had to leave their other parent and now they go back and forth. The parental guilt of introducing a second parent, so either a second mom or a second dad into the situation. The parental guilt of knowing all the things they've done wrong and feeling bad about now they have the expectation that their kids have to just step up to the plate when they know that they didn't teach them those skills. So what happens is the step-parent starts feeling a lot of stress and they feel like they feel ganged up on. They feel like it's however many against one. And it was never like that when you were dating. They didn't expect that to happen. And so now they're feeling unloved and unappreciated. And man, I just stepped into this family and now no one will listen to me. Now my spouse doesn't have my back. And I just don't even know what to do with this. I don't even know what to do with this information. And I just feel horrible and I don't even want to go home half the time. And when the kids are coming for the shared custody, I'm starting to stress out because every time they come, there's always fighting. And when they're at the other parent's house, it's calm. And then they feel guilty about that because they don't want to feel that way about their stepkids. And it's this huge cycle. And so what I express to them, the guidance that I give them in that situation is really important, and it's communication. It's communicating with their spouse, setting aside and saying, okay, so when we were dating, before we got married, this is how I thought things would be. How is it that you thought things would be? Likely it's going to be very different. I thought things would stay the same. You did? But I didn't even live here. Why would you think things would stay the same? Don't go down that line. Say, okay, what were you expecting would stay the same? Well, I thought the kids would still be going to bed at the time that they always have gone to bed. And I thought that the chores that I've had the kids do would remain the same. And then you say, what are the changes that I've implemented in this house that you're having a hard time with? What are the things that are different? So the step parent is, again, asking for more feedback from the natural parent. What are the changes that have happened since I've come into this home that you and the girls or you and the kids don't agree with? Like, you just got to let yourself be a little bit vulnerable there. Okay, commercial break. Gosh, right when we're getting into it. Enjoy our commercials. I'll be here waiting for you when you come back. Okay, talk to you soon.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, every Monday. And I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work with the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. To learn more about me or my colleagues, please go to www.chicocreekcounseling.com or www.jessicawilkerson.com. So we're talking about step-parenting. So you're having that conversation. The kids aren't around. It's just the two of you having this conversation. So what did you expect? How did you expect it to be once I moved in? What is different than what you expected? And then talk about, so they say, okay, what's different? Well, you weren't so interactive with the kids regarding their chores before. And so what's different is it seems like you're always yelling at these kids to get their chores done. And I didn't really feel like that was something that was I was going to expect to have to defend them on before you moved in. I feel like I'm always defending the kids because you're always harping on them about their chores. And so then you, as a step-parent, you go, oh, okay, you take that in. And maybe you don't feel like you're harping on the kids, and you feel like that's a really unfair label. But this isn't about defending yourself. So I want you to really keep that in check, because, and it'll be hard, because you're already feeling kind of beat up on with not feeling supported, right? So it'll be really hard. So it's really important to keep that part in check, to not get defensive, and then to say things like, okay, so I noticed that you have a certain set of expectations for the kids. So you're the step parent and you're saying this. I've noticed that you, natural parent, have a certain set of rules for the kids and expectations, but it feels like you need more support from me in order to make sure the kids get the job done that you tell them to do. So for me as a step parent, all this time, I felt like I was being supportive. But then when the kids don't do it and you, natural parent, don't follow through on the consequence that you gave them, it feels like I am the only one following through on the consequences, and I'm the only one having continuity. What can we do about that? Because I really want to support you, and it really bothers me when the kids are given chores or given rules and then they're not provided the consequences for breaking them. They're just allowed to go willy-nilly. And that other parent might say, well, you know, I just feel like it's to give the kids grace and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then you find your compromises. Okay, well, if that's the case, then let's find a way that it makes both of us feel comfortable, because I can't feel comfortable living in a home where it doesn't have the structure that I like. So how about we give the kids one chore, or we give the kids less chores and less expectations, so then at least when they only do one thing, they're still living up to the right expectation. They're not learning, we gave you five things to do, you only did one thing, but we're going to let you off the hook for the other four. It would make me feel better as a step-parent to know we gave them the one, they finished the one. If they do more, then that's kind of extra credit. But at least I don't have to be the evil step-parent who is forcing them to do the other four, because I feel like kids need to live up to that, up to the instructions that they're given by the parent. And so you talk about, like, what are your values? What are my values? How can we do this? And then you ask them specifically, what do you want me to do in that situation? So if I come home from work before you, and I know that morning before you left to work and you told the kids, I want you to empty the dishwasher when you get home from school and vacuum the hallway, whatever it is. Each one of you pick one and do it. And then if I come home before you and I notice they didn't do it, how do you want me to respond to that? And when the spouse, the natural parent, tells you how they want you to respond to that, they might say, don't respond to it. Let me handle it when I get home. Or they might say, you know what, go ahead and encourage them. Or they might to get it done, inspire them. Or they might say, oh, go ahead and give a consequence of X, Y, and Z. Then when you follow that through, if they don't back you up, you can have a private conversation with them later and say, hey, remember when you had that conversation? I did exactly as you asked me to do it. It really hurt my feelings that you let the kids continue to get away with it, or that you took the kids' side when I did the very thing you asked me to do. Then you have a conversation. So did you really want me to do that thing? Did that part flopped? Is there a different way you want me to respond next time? And you keep getting the feedback from the natural parent, because that is their kids and you are their support. You're there because you love them and you love the kids, but you're their support staff. They have the actual say-so of how those kids are going to be reprimanded or inspired or whatever. Okay, so this is Jessica Wilkerson. If you have more questions, you can please feel free to give me an email or contact someone in your area, jessicawilkerson.com or chicocreekcounseling.com.